Mining in Montafon. During the past 3 years, the Montafon Heritage Society decided to make it their goal to make mining from the early days an adventure for people that are interested. The first contribution came from a little book with the title Miners, Shafts, Ore: The History of Mining in the Bartholomeberg, Christberg, and Silbertal, in a scientifically founded, easy-to-understand portrayal which was finished off in 1995. The earliest accounts of mining in southern Vorarlberg come from the famous Raetian Empire reclaimed land in the year 842 AD. Here we read that 8 melting furnaces and an iron district were named Ferreris Ministry. This district is without question between Bludenz, the Arlberg, and the Montafon, where later the main mining areas were to be found. Bartholomeberg, Christberg, and Silbertal were the middle point of ore mining in Vorarlberg for hundreds of years. The height of the mining industry here was in the 15th and 16th centuries. Silver, copper, and iron were mined in over 100 mines. The miner took his pick and axe into the sallow yellow light made from pine wood chips and surrendered his body to the veins of ore. Often he didn't get farther than 1 or 2 centimeters a day. At the end of the 16th century, the mining industry came to an end because some of the mines were exhausted, and also because of the influx of precious metals from the newly discovered world. There are a lot of reminders from the early mining industry, like the magnificent St. Anna, or Miner's Altar, from the year 1525, which is in the parish church in Bartholomeberg. There is also the Miner's Chapel, St. Agatha's, which is on the Christberg, and alludes to the village name of Silbertal. In addition, the giant mounds of earth from the mines and the many different names of the meadows, miner's pit, melting farm, copper laths, all bear witness to the silver era in the Montafon. Mining Museum. On the 7th of December, 1996, the Mining Museum was officially opened by Federal Minister Elisabeth Gehrer, alongside of many prominent people from the areas of culture, economics, and politics. This beautiful museum can be found in the Silbertal Municipal Building. There are 5 rooms where you can see a recreated mining gallery and mining car, a mountain judge, mining tools, documents, and writings from long-forgotten days. One room has a display of ore and minerals, ore that was mined long ago, like fal ore, which contains silver and copper, chalcopyrite, yellow copper ore, chalybite, and spathic iron ore. One room in the museum is dedicated to silver in the 20th century, water power, and the work of the Vorarlberg Ill power plant. Show tunnel. The most difficult and most expensive job was to find an appropriate show tunnel. In Bartholomeberg, they tried to open the 2 largest tunnels, with thousands of cubic meters of tailing. In the first caved-in tunnel, they were able to find the opening, but it caved again a short time later. The 2 tunnels in Worms only offered totally blocked entrances. The opening up of tunnels in the Christberg Mountain and in the Silbertal also failed. In the end, they went to work in an open tunnel where ore was mined around the beginning of the 16th century and runs 137 meters deep into the mountain. Like miners, they cleared out the tunnel and secured the dangerous spots with stamps and casings. The show tunnel, which is 1,350 meters above sea level, was named after the miner's patron, St. Anna, the main figure in the miner's altar in Bartholomeberg. From the church in Bartholomeberg, the miner's path, with its magnificent panoramic view, leads to the former mining area over Linda and Shura, and to the St. Anna show tunnel. It is easy to picture the stories told on the tours about the creation and diversity of the local stones, ores, and minerals, and their connection to the history of mining. Next, we come to the Miners' Chapel on the Crisberg, and from there on to the Miners' Museum in Silbertal. Of course, you can take smaller tours, like visiting the show tunnel and the Miners' Church or the Miners' Museum.